This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
All right, let's not waste any time. Let's get right into this bad boy. We've got 8,000 things to cover and only an hour, maybe less, to cover them. Three Horsemen Show, Big Easy, Teoli.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
And Akuri are here. That's me, by the way. That's Big E. Say hi, Big E.
Hello.
That's T.O.
Hey.
Whose mic's not on, apparently. That is us
three.
Oh, there it is. That is us three. Let's get to it. If you've been following us on Twitter, you have been voting on the People's Championship tournament.
Thank you to everyone who took the time out to vote.
Yeah, literally. Over 10,000 plus votes. Pretty crazy. Thank you all for doing that. Let's get it down. Our championship match and how they got to where they got to. So we got through. I think the last time we talked, we were in the Sweet 16, I want to say. Maybe we had gotten to the Elite Eight. And I think maybe we had gotten to the Elite Eight. Rick Rude is in the championship. He got there by beating Snuka, which I think we had covered. And, yes, we did. T.O. and I covered that. He had beat Snuka. He ended up beating Scott Hall. Votes on that, I am not sure. I don't know if I can get back that far on our Twitter and see what the votes were. But he defeated Hall actually pretty handily.
Wait a minute. Rikishi beat Scott Hall? Is that what you're telling me?
No, Rikishi.
Rick Rude beat Scott. go ahead.
Rikishi did not win his next match. Scott Hall, I think, beat him pretty bad.
Good.
Excuse me.
Trying to go through your own challenge and update our bracket, but boy, their website's giving me some trouble today.
Oh, we can just do it verbally.
Yeah.
Let's do it verbally.
Rick Rude got through to the final four by beating Scott Hall. It was a 1-2.
Can we go through the semis? Is that what we're doing here?
That's where we're at right now. Okay.
Yeah. Quarters.
Semis.
The semis.
I don't know how to tell you. It's what it says on the bracket.
Yep.
So the bracket's got that as the semis and the finals. So it has it as final brackets.
Oh, okay.
And then we from there, which is kind of what we did anyway.
Right.
In the bracket that Rude went on to face, he ended up facing Jerry Lawler. Brody was defeated by Goldust. That was our first one seed knocked out. And Lawler beat Pillman by the slimmest of margins. I'd say, what, 5 votes?
It was,
somewhere in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was really, really small.
And so that's how Lawler gets through 51-49 and defeats Brian Pillman. That catapulted him into the Final Four after he beat Goldust. So Lawler made the Final Four. That actually surprises me. I thought Lawler was kind of seated a little bit higher than I thought. And Roddy Piper, who was our other finalist, he'll be taking on Rick Rude. He defeated Duggan in the semis, quarters, whatever you want to call him, to get to the end of his bracket. And Jake the Snake Roberts handled the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Piper went over Roberts, which, 1-3. That was surprising. That seeding went 1-2-3-4. Not many upsets in there. And then the bracket that I thought the champion was coming out of, Henning skunked Dean Malenko.
Oh, shit.
And Owen Hart did the same thing to Bam Bam Bigelow. Henning and Hart went at it, and Henning defeats Owen Hart. Shocking.
Yeah, it surprised me.
Which led to our Final Four matchups. Roddy Piper defeated Kurt Henning. 154 votes. We didn't have as many votes in our finals. I don't think he got retweeted as high. We lost some of our retweeters when
they got knocked out.
Yeah.
They were like, fuck y'all.
They said, fuck this contest. We don't like it anymore. Piper defeated Henning 58-42%. Rick Rude thumped Jerry Lawler 61%-39%. That sets up Rude and Piper.
That's a toughie.
This match has happened before.
Who wanted historically?
Who won that one?
Mr. Piper took a cage match from Rick Rude, at least the last one I saw. Or the they had wrestled many times on the doing the rounds, but when I saw Piper beat Rude.
Hmm.
I'm calling for Rick Rude to win this one. I think Rick's going to be our champion.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I agree. It's his time.
Do you have any family that would tweet about this at all? Who would like to know his finally getting his
You know,
son,
I don't know his family's
His son did the Hall of Fame speech the other night, or accepted the Hall of Fame thing.
Right. His daughter is a widow, and his son. God, he's a big spoon.
Yeah. Kind of surprised me he didn't get in the business.
No kidding. Guy's a horse.
Don't know nothing about him. What's his name? Rick Rude Jr.?
I think Rick Rude, I don't know.
Richard Rude, the way he spells it in life, I believe.
Sure, sure.
R-O-O-D is what I want to say.
Ryan or Colton?
I don't know. I really don't.
He's got two of them.
One's passed away.
Yes. I want to say it was Colton Rude that passed away. I could be wrong.
Yep, Colton is dead.
So it's Rude and Piper?
Rude and Piper. A Rude Piper. A real Rude Piper podcast.
It's kind of interesting. We're figuring on the heel to take it. I don't know. I could see Piper taking it.
Lifelong heel.
Yeah, I don't think he ever had a baby face time, did he?
Not that I know of. If he did,
even when he was in NWO, he was kind of likable in NWO. He was, you know, like Mr. Rude, if you will, always in a suit, mm-hmm. looking dapper. That's the closest I think he ever came.
Say everybody was pretty likable in the NWO.
Yeah, fair enough. Until it got real weird and they started having Wolfpack and Latino and Japan. Mm-hmm. And at that point, nobody knows who was in it anymore. It was everybody.
It got ugly. You guys got any...
I think Rude's going to win.
Any matches that you liked? Or any ones that you thought went ways that you wouldn't have thought?
Well, we were talking about Brody. We all assumed Brody would be the first one to lose.
Yeah, that's the way it worked out. I guess people don't know Bruiser Brody very well.
I'm still pissed off that Doink didn't get a seed.
Oh, man. Didn't get a what?
He wasn't in it at all.
Yes, he was.
Might as well not have been in it because he got killed.
Oh, yeah, he got killed by a Ravishing Rick Rude right off the bat. It's bullshit that he got put up against Rick Rude.
Dean Malenko went pretty far for you.
Yeah, that's true. I do like me some Dean.
He upset Dynamite Kid, and he upset Larry Zbyszko.
Oh, yeah, Zbyszko.
He had quite the run.
He wasn't supposed to be there.
I'm a little perturbed at Hennig getting beat by Piper. It's almost like they shouldn't have gone against each other.
Yeah. It's just like that, actually.
Is it?
Looking at it now, I guess it should have been, what, Hennig and Hart?
Oh, no, they did. They went at it.
Oh, okay. Oh, then I got you. Oh,
then you're looking at it right.
I guess so.
Ah, the tourney comes to an end next week. Finally. It's been a long tournament.
Yeah. You guys want to play some bets?
I don't know. I don't know if we can do that here with the way you guys talk it up so much.
I think Rick Rude's going to win.
We are bastions of excitement.
Jesus Christ. Speak.
Rick Rude's going to win.
Okay, that's it.
What do you want?
That's it.
Rikishi's going to come in. He's going to cause a fucking problem. And
Did it for the pipe?
Yep, it's going to be a run-in.
I like it.
I mean,
I don't even think it'll be fucking close, to be honest.
What did it tell you about the people who are listening to the show and following social media?
Attitude Era.
Yep. I mean, that's the main thing.
That's what I'm getting.
What's the WWE put out most on their network?
Attitude Era. Oh, have you not checked it?
No.
They added 2 years of Mid-South.
Did they?
Oh, snap.
And you guys would not be able to watch it because you guys would hate it.
What'd they do to it?
It is... Nothing. They just put original episodes of Mid-South Wrestling.
Oh, it's just that bad? Just bad production and whatnot?
You guys wouldn't like it.
I gotcha.
Old
wrestling snob over here likes it.
No, bullshit. I guarantee that's the most popular thing on there right now.
You son of a bitches would hate it. It's great.
My guess, if I had to guess, Cornette and Ross coming back, they are going to do a special. Remember how they used to do those round tables?
Yeah, they just did. They did one already.
No, not the three. No, guys.
But they just did a roundtable. Is what I'm saying.
They used to do the 5-person roundtable with a moderator, and those type of guys. Ross would always do them.
Hayes would smoke the cigar.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I remember them.
So, I get a feeling that those are going to come back because they are going to promote the shit out of those two having anything to do with the company. Especially since Ross just signed a 2-year deal to come back. I don't know when he's coming back, but he's doing something.
It's a lot of network stuff.
That's awesome.
So his wife dies, and instantly he's thinking, good idea.
He signed the contract before.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but now he's going to have a hell of a lot more free time on his hands.
Yeah, good for him.
Huh? No, I don't Christ. Mean that. Yeah. I'm just, okay.
Lucky JR.
Not only that, he's single, right?
Yeah.
He's got that going
Probably
for him.
Probably get back and start pounding some divas.
Yeah, goddamn. Wow.
Fucking the King's going to start talking about puppies again, but it's going to be JR saying it.
It's a puppy. Puppies. It's fucking.
By God.
By God, they're D's.
Well, what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. All
right, let's move on to everything that was good about the weekend.
Okay. WrestleMania stuff. So.
It sucked, but now we're going to talk about the good.
It did suck, but luckily. There was a god who came down from the heavens to show up.
I'm Jim Cornette. This is a lab microphone and the audio guy's on Xanax.
Boom. There nice. It was. Jim Cornette returns to WWE. Hey, maybe the best Hall of Fame they've ever had.
What a stark contrast from the actual show then, huh?
Yeah, it was good.
Bischoff did awesome inducting DDP.
He really did. I fucking cannot stand him, though.
Which one?
Bischoff or DDP?
Both, actually. But you got to, I mean, like, DDP, the shit he's done and the career, how he kind of, I mean, like.
You know, like, saved shock. Two guys' lives.
Yeah, I mean, like, humanitarian, you know. And I was never big on him as a wrestler, but Bischoff's just a punchable fucking guy. Just, like, the lies.
He is quite
punchable.
He's
a smug fuck. But. If it shows like him and DDP were buddies, he's probably an all right guy. I mean, like, it just comes down to it. Like, you know, he might just come across wrong on TV.
Hey,
man. I'll take that. His speech was fantastic.
Great speech. Agree.
Great speech. Followed by Cornette. And man, he really low keyed it, didn't he? I was expecting a lot more.
Are you sad that he low-keyed
it? I agree, Corey. I really expected something out of him.
Let me repeat.
You know,
are you sad that he low-keyed it?
I thought,
No, I just thought, I don't know. I expected something. I expected a shot at somebody. Yeah. Nothing. Because
like
he wants to
way.
Get in next year.
I approve. Play the game. That's what you got to do. If you want to get ahead in this game, you got to play.
Well,
you don't roll the dice. You don't move from start.
Good timing, too, because they're in New Orleans next year. Side of some of his greatest triumphs.
Did they fix that big-ass dome after Katrina down there? I'm sure they've had plenty of time. It's been, what, 10 years?
Yeah, they had a WrestleMania there 3 years ago.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. So that's a good time for them to go in.
Superdome, right?
Yep. That'd be sweet.
Not the Silver Dome.
That's Pontiac.
Right.
Superdome.
That's a Hulk Hogan joke.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
Hogan said it right when he came out when him, Rock, and Austin did the thing. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Trying to go back to his WrestleMania 3 bullshit.
Literally.
Nice try, Hulk.
The Silver Dome, brother.
Does that thing still stand?
Silver Dome?
Yeah.
I want to say it does. I could be off on that.
It's been almost 30 years now? It's been 30. Well, it was WrestleMania
33. Yeah, it was just 30th anniversary last Wednesday, in fact.
Wow.
March 29th of 87, sound right?
Anybody else feel old?
Nope.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Feel a little bit old.
I do.
A little bit. You look old.
I do.
Feel or not.
Other good speeches. I thought the Rock and Roll Express did well. Didn't know if you guys watched this. Did you think Ricky Morton had maybe.
Done with Coke?
Before the show?
Maybe.
Because his mouth was all... You need to watch it.
I'll have to watch it.
Good thing you did. Not.
I did not.
Right. Because his mouth, he was going Cottonmouth Kings. on this show.
That's great.
They did good, though. I thought their speech was good.
I thought their speech was really good.
How'd they dress?
Tuxedos, man. Everybody's in
tuxedos. Hey, the hair, though. Ricky Morton's hair.
When are they going to let the mullet go? Or when's he going to let that go?
When he's dead.
Good Lord. Who does he look like with that hair? There was somebody. It looks like he belongs in the Joe Dirt family. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
That's the exact Joe Dirt haircut.
I can see that. It's a good look on him.
I mean, I guess it works.
Nobody pulls off a bleach blonde mullet like he or Bobby Eaton.
Did he actually have the mullet though? I thought he had full length hair.
Oh no, he had an extra long mullet.
Did he? Way to go, Bobby.
Yeah, salty mullet.
I didn't call it beautiful for nothing. The mullet had to be 90% of it.
You're exactly right. Gorgeous. I can't wait till they get their Mid-South stuff on there. It's going to be good. Beth Phoenix was awesome. She did a great job.
Talked for 45 minutes.
Did she really?
She talked forever.
No, she didn't.
She talked forever.
At least
forever.
Her shit was good.
She talked forever. Longest speech of the night.
I believe that.
Yeah, too long.
Did I make the point before on the show about how Beth Phoenix is now being inducted into the Hall of Fame and her entire career has taken place since I stopped watching? I've never seen a Beth Phoenix match.
You hadn't made the point before, but you made it now. What are you trying to say?
It's kind of crazy that an entire career can go in 10 years be good enough to get you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, she's married to Edge.
That's true. Daniel Bryan's going to go in a couple years.
Oh, Lord.
I can see Daniel Bryan going in next year.
He's going to be wrestling somewhere as soon as that fucking contract's up.
Okay.
Dude's going to die in a ring. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but he'd rather wrestle and die than not wrestle.
Dipshit.
I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah, and you know what? People probably applaud that. That's dumb. That's real dumb.
You still got it.
Who cares if you've got it if you die in the middle of it?
Is he breathing? No.
I still got it. I experienced in a job previous, dealt with a player that had concussions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing as Daniel Bryan. The person could not get released to play,
mm-hmm.
went and found a doctor, found multiple doctors, released her to play domestically.
Would you say a plethora of doctors?
Ooh, good question.
But the national team doctor would not clear her to play, so she could not play for the U.S. national team. But she did not give one fuck about the one doctor that said you've had X amount of concussions and it's not safe for you to play.
Mm.
It was the doctor that, you know, well, these two doctors said I could play. Like, you just do something forever and love it so fucking much.
Gotta learn when to say it's over.
But I think it's easy for us to say. But when you're in it and you know, you have the fans and the feet. I mean, like, the guys talk about just the explosion of the crowd. You listen to the shoots.
You mean when you have the WWE universe?
I'll never refer to it as that. Ever. Ever.
So you're not a fan of things like Cardinal Nation either?
No, it's anything with Nation behind it can die.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Yeah. Big Blue Nation.
No offense, Sioux.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Sioux?
I meant sport.
The
team.
Nation like of domination.
That's racist, man.
The sports names with a nation behind it's just fucking silly. Get creative.
Like Wildcat Country?
No, it's Big Blue Nation. That's awful too.
Yeah.
Fucking dorks.
You're right.
All right, so let's move on.
Teddy Long was good.
Sure, I liked his.
Yeah, he killed it. He wanted to get out of there.
Dude was lucky he was in.
And he was sweating like a sumbitch.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
How big of a jerk-off is John Bradshaw Layfield, JB? That guy's a fucking cock.
You know, he's on Fox News. So.
Yeah. Career. Big douche fuck. Like, I can't stand that fucking guy. I don't like his fake fucking teeth. I mean, he's just I can't stand
him. What happened? Mute button.
Oh,
yeah, he sucks.
Oh, I'm getting ready to play something. So,
I saw Teddy Long on Raw the following night. On the he came out and like whenever Vince McMahon's like, it's a former GM, and out comes Teddy Long.
The Hall of Fame.
I figured I'd try.
It was funny.
It was good.
You gotta like Teddy Long.
Excuse me. Teddy was good.
I liked him in the '90s when he had some meat on his bones. He's kind of scary. Like he went through the Al Roker treatment and got all skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just me. I liked him when he was unhealthily thick.
Mm-hmm. I think he looks sick, but that's just me.
I agree.
Rick Rude's son did really well. We had talked about him. That was good. That was quick, to the point. He didn't sit and talk about his career.
To the point, no faking.
And he did the little, the Rude gimmick.
Yes. Steamboat's induction was, God, man, he should not be doing those.
No.
Oof.
Mr. Charisma.
Woo. There's a reason he didn't do interviews.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Eric LeGrand's? I know. Yeah, no, at least he's a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
God bless the guy,
My brother's been around him a couple times, and says he's a really nice guy. You know, like he's been at a few things that my brother's been at and says he's a really nice guy and horrible fucking story. I mean, like, you know, like it's horrible sucks. How it happened. But, like, my complaint, and it's not a complaint with him, it's a complaint with what the Warrior Award was supposed to be.
Oh, God.
From what he originally said in his speech. And they've turned it into a humanitarian award for them to get press. It's fucking exploitation.
I can't wait until, which goes back to your point of this Warrior guy. Okay, I'm not trampling on the guy's grave. Dude, Jim Hellwig, Warrior, Jim Warrior, whatever the fuck. This guy, does nobody remember what this guy said? Does nobody remember the speeches he gave?
Mm. He wouldn't be
real. Motherfucker.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Yeah.
Wait till it gets bad pub?
No, just wait until, like, they give a Warrior Award to, like, wasn't he anti-gay and, like, a lot of things?
Anti-everything?
Yeah. They're going to parade some gay dude out there, and the Warrior has speeches on YouTube talking about hating fags and stuff like that.
Sorry, but it's not like this guy was some pillar of the community of anything. Just a nut job. And they're giving away awards now based on, at least it's based on his, kind of based on his, it's based on his name. He switched his name. No? Nobody?
No, I agree. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean,
God.
Hey, what are they, forget everything that happened and remember the good.
Well, rewrite history. Might as well, yeah. Might as well, yeah. For God's sake. But anyway. Highlight of the night was the guy who seemed to have more fun than anybody at this thing. Dude, Angle killed it. Killed it. I mean,
big ass.
Let me
smile.
See, how's that song go? Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care.
The master's
I got
gone away.
Olympic gold.
It's original.
No, but he just, I mean.
All the spoofs on himself. He just.
Yeah, he did them.
He did it to make a point, too.
That you can be funny and not be, and you can still be taken seriously?
Yep. I think that was a message to all the people there, and I think that WWE probably asked them to do it.
You think so? You think it went that far?
Maybe.
I think you might be right.
The brass ring shit. Try to get through in another way.
Yeah. He also did,
The milk thing was silly.
Yeah, but.
I mean, I get it, but, I mean, like, the only thing I'm going to finish this up with is a couple of, a guy that was an alcohol treatment and pain pill problems.
Yeah,
I didn't know if he's going to snort a couple lines of fucking oxycodone or
start tweeting.
Yeah, I mean, but. Dude, I mean, like, the one thing I remember about the Hall of Fame of that is he had the smile that guy had on his face the entire speech.
Oh, he looked like he was having a blast.
And, like, it just sucks. It just showed, like, for him to miss so much of his career. And
he
apparently,
was in pretty bad shape.
Everybody says he was still having hell of a match. Like, his matches were unbelievable.
They
in the other company.
Oh,
I just never watched it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
They said, like, he and AJ Styles would have some of the best matches. And thinking about it, who wouldn't want to see that? But I just never watched whatever the fuck it's called.
It's the Impact. Everything around the stake was shit.
Yeah.
Plus, you're doing it in a. I think they had already switched to the regular ring by then. No, they didn't because they did that when Hogan came in.
Yeah.
So it was just what
I don't know.
But he also did. Hold on, let's see if I can find it.
I'm just a sexy Kurt.
I never saw that.
I got to do this live. You guys want to hear me?
Pause it real quick. So when he did this in the ring, Was that really Sherry Martel that came out?
Yeah.
And did it with, okay.
Yeah,
I saw the video, but I couldn't tell.
Oh, it was
I'm not going to do it, man.
It was great timing, man.
You guys want to hear me? Okay. I'll do it. Ready? Give me a clap. Go slow.
Yeah, and I don't know how he got it on timing with a clap. I don't know how the clap would even help you.
I think I'm cute. I got gold medals. I got the moves that makes them all tap out. The angle slam. The ankle lock.
Good Lord.
Marty Jannetty.
Uh-oh.
Still can't walk. I'm just a sexy Kurt. I'll make your ankle hurt.
This is awesome.
I'm just a sexy Kurt. I'll make your ankle hurt. Thank you.
I like it. Way to go.
I mean, he killed it. And the people just ate it up. Ate it up. So, I mean, one of my favorites. But that's that. So we got through Mania. You already know how we feel about that. Monday night. Monday.
It was awesome.
So, you know, Reigns, you know, we've talked about, we've told you people don't like this Roman Reigns guy. And we've actually had your cousin through the, via the little thing over here. What do you call it?
His brother fell asleep during Skype last week when we were talking about Roman Reigns. When you were driving.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Did you guys listen back? Did you hear him?
Snoring? Yes. I listened back to that part.
He was all over with that snoring, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I thought we had your nephew on.
No.
Or not on. He was talking to us.
Oh, he was on the chat. Yeah.
And he was telling he didn't get why they didn't like Roman Reigns. He likes Roman Reigns.
Right.
But he beats The Undertaker. And I don't know if you know, so the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania is the Smark crowd.
Sure.
So it's just people chant. They got volleyballs going in the crowd. They do the wave.
It's an international crowd, too.
It's insanity.
What percent do you think is non-U.S.? 40?
Probably. Oh, probably more than that.
These people, I mean, this is their big, big thing they do for vacation every year, a lot of these people. You see all the different flags from different countries. I mean, it's crazy. They sold out the arena they sold out five straight nights is what they say.
Jesus.
Is that where they did NXT?
NXT.
Oh, I can believe that sold out.
Hall of Fame. And then Raw, SmackDown.
SmackDown there last night?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yep.
So they made a lot of money this weekend.
Think about the economic impact for a city to host an event like that.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Maybe we can get it here.
It's got to be pretty freaking good. Oh, yeah. St. Louis is great for that sort of thing.
Yeah, go have it at that big convention center we used to call a dome.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there might be a football game. No. Probably be some soccer. No.
Hey, the convention space over there, to be fair, is pretty nice. At the Dome?
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's where they could do access.
I did. You ever been to the car show over there?
I think I've missed every one of those.
I've been in there for football games.
I've never been in the...
Not in the convention part.
Oh.
America Center.
We've been there.
We're in St. Louis, by the way.
I'm talking about TWA
or whatever they call Edward Jones.
Yeah. We've been to the convention.
I'm talking about America Center. Yeah, I haven't.
They had the National Baseball Card Show there when we were in probably sixth grade.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. The National Convention, and we, the whole group went.
No, we didn't. Well, you might have.
Boys Club went. You went. You were with us.
All right. Of course.
I know more about your life than you do.
Yeah, I can tell. Anyway.
Ask your dad.
Reigns comes out to start Raw. And met with just...
It was awesome.
It was loud cheers. I mean, it... Just people love him.
And Jesus. Every time he raises his mic to talk...
Oh, it's good.
Play the whole fucking thing. Don't even skip it. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. There's the fuck you Roman chant. I think this got him over.
Cena never had a football.
No. Just chatting with. So that, do you hear that delete? That's what that's all about.
Pussies. I still say pussies. Don't force somebody down our throats, please.
Did he just raise the mic when they start booing again?
No, not yet. He got there, though.
Asshole.
There's the asshole chant. So this went on for...
It never gets old.
8-10 minutes.
8 to 10 minutes on TV?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so he's about to raise the mic. Let's him keep chanting. There's the Roman sucks chant to the New Day. He,
damn.
There, shut the fuck up. Hey. This guy.
Sorry, FCC should have been all over that.
This
is the this is the angle we need
to
take.
Oh, okay.
This is how we can get rid of him.
This guy sucks so bad that the fans.
So he finally said, what, this is my yard?
This is my yard, and drops the mic and walks out for all that. Did you notice everyone else that had in-ring promos went fast?
Yeah, wouldn't you have?
But, I mean, like, just McMahon, I think, came out next and just, I mean, just a master with it.
Yeah, they chanted it. Oh, yeah, as soon as he walks in the ring, everybody's like, Roman sucks.
Yeah.
Just chanted him.
Just in case you didn't notice, Vince, we don't like him.
In fact.
Now, oh, yeah, do that. Go ahead.
This guy's quite the prima donna. I hope I didn't make a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, your new general manager of Raw, Kurt Angle!
But Vince had gone through.
I didn't realize I missed that so much.
He's going to get that every week. He's going to be pretty popular.
Yep.
As well he should be.
Now play the... Do you have Balor's entrance?
I don't have Balor's
entrance. See if you can find that, because I want him to hear, like, for an active guy that's over, that's very over, that the fans love. Like, they love this guy. To hear his entrance and Nakamura's entrance. How the fans react to someone that they like. Just that it's not a bunch of assholes
right, hijacking
the crowd, just being idiots.
Well, we've got, I've got Nakamura keyed up, but if you haven't seen him, you haven't even heard about what this guy does.
I know of him. I don't know what he does, so to speak.
Yeah, he's a pretty popular human being.
A different situation to go on one-on-one, but you know Rollins wants to get his hands on Joe.
Here's the man who caused Rollins' knee injury, Samoa Joe.
And he wasn't even dressed as the demon. I mean, like, he has a whole entrance thing.
Yeah, I've seen the whole neck makeup crap.
Here you go.
He's not here. Chris is over here.
I don't even know how they knew it was Balor. I don't know this. I had never heard this be the front part of his
entrance. It's the build-up.
That's a pretty big pop.
Just wait, though.
Oh, very good crowd to bring him back.
There's a part that the crowd interacts in his song, so wait.
I think he and Nakamura have the best songs.
That's a nice, yeah, I like that.
Right here, watch this one. That's the crowd.
Or just that big rise.
Yeah, the dune.
Or whatever. He's pretty over.
And then Nakamura's is also fucking legit.
Nakamura's is good. They had, and Cesaro wrestled on Raw. And God, they were behind him and Sheamus. Woo. I mean, they shit all over Cass and Enzo.
Yeah.
Bad. But they had the segment, because I think they almost knew that was coming with little guy.
Enzo. Yeah.
So, it made for decent stuff, and I don't know. You can't use one of these on WrestleMania?
Because they would have got the response from 80,000 people.
Oh.
But you can't do that because it's going to hurt. I mean, like, you can't have a huge ovation over John Cena and Roman Reigns.
No, they used Hardy's, which is way better that they did that. So they, I don't know, man. A lot to take in. E, I'm telling you, you got to start watching some of this stuff. You'd enjoy it.
I got to come up with the time is the thing. How do you do it with two kids running around crazy?
He watches
highlights.
Fast forward through 90% of it.
Sure. Yeah.
I actually thought someone won a match that didn't win a belt the other night that we talked about in the first part.
Yeah.
Because I just set it on two on the fast forward button and watch.
It's so hard to
don't hear much
sit
audio.
Down for 3 hours and watch the show.
That's my problem, man.
It's so long.
If I want to sit down and watch 3 hours of wrestling, I don't want to sit down and watch this product.
I can't even sit down and watch Wolf of Wall Street in one sitting.
That's a long movie, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a long movie. It's like watching The Departed or Casino or
classics.
I know.
Anything Scorsese.
But my God, how much time you got? Especially on Monday and Tuesday.
For real.
For reals. But anyway, that was Monday night. Tuesday night, T.O.'s new favorite wrestler showed up, and he was pretty happy about this. By the way, Maryse is just...
She's
God almighty. I guess people like that girls with abs thing with Nikki Bella, but boy, for my money, I'll take the blonde with the accent.
She looks pretty hot.
Maryse?
Yeah.
Goy.
There's a topless picture. Several of them.
She's done Playboy.
Good for her.
I'm John Cena. Recognize. And rule number one of John Cena's house rules is you may not say Cena sucks at any time in this arena.
It's a good rule.
John Cena would like to get romantic for a second.
Stiff arms her hair and pets her.
I love you.
John! I love that I manipulated you into giving me what I want.
And I got what I wanted. A moment that makes me seem like a more relatable human being.
The size of that ring on her hand. Thing's huge. I think it's a ring pop.
Got himself over. But that was only the beginning of the segment because then...
I didn't see it coming, this part.
I had no idea. So if you want to hear about Nakamura... Just go ahead and listen to what happens when people see a violinist. I shit you not.
A violinist comes up.
So sad.
Hmm. That's what they're cheering about, a violinist.
Yeah.
Incredible. A little background, he had a violinist come out for him before an entrance at an NXT show in Brooklyn.
It's actually a pretty good violinist.
Sorry. That's the crowd singing with the song.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Hey, they've got a chance to do some.
Listen,
really
man, crowd
good
reaction
shit.
Doesn't mean shit, okay?
Okay.
Just because the guy's over doesn't mean they like him. Oh, wait.
You're right.
Wait a minute.
Right. That's actually
that is kind of what that means, isn't it?
Somewhat correct. So where do they go? Where do they go with this? He's 36 or 37.
Yeah, he's older. He waited forever to come.
Yeah.
A lot they do. Hey, I don't fucking blame him. What have they ever done with a Japanese wrestler that's not just a complete fucking slap in the face stereotypical gimmick?
Remember this? They've been talking about
Hideo
Itami.
He's
hasn't
been hurt though,
but constantly.
Yeah, he's younger, I think.
Yeah, but my God, Balor's 36.
Looks like he's 24, though.
True, but has had a litany of injuries.
I mean, that fucking guy is older than us, a year older than us.
Nakamura's wrestling injured all the time.
Yeah, well, it's the style they work.
I know.
You know, it's a lot of stuff.
Strong style.
Oh,
Hashtag strong style.
Hashtag gay.
Hashtag what? Calm down there, Donald.
You just killed the other half of our audience. We lost the South and the gays.
There go the other
That's
four
the
people.
North.
That's it.
It's over.
Everybody
Gone.
Knows the entire Run. North is gay and the entire South is rednecks. We don't like either, barely.
What about gay rednecks?
That's a misnomer. They don't exist.
Oh, you're wrong about that. They hide.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
Where do they hide? Sounds like you
usually in
there.
The Senate
under
and the most congressmen.
Snap.
When you see that R in parentheses next to them, they're probably blowing somebody at a truck stop or an airport.
That's what that R means?
I'm just letting you guys know. Politically, there's a reason they call them scandals.
So I was at one of those rest stops on the side of the highway the other day, and there was a guy with a shirt on, a big old R shirt, and he was blowing another guy I happened to walk in on.
That did not happen.
No, it didn't. I didn't walk in any weird gay bathroom blowjobs.
See, glory holes? No glory holes. Okay.
No glory holes.
Damn it.
They outlawed the glory hole a while back. I think I had something to do with it. But
they went around and started patching them. Is that make America great again?
That's
they start right. Patching glory holes. They're going to do that instead of
that
making
is,
a wall.
That is not how you go about
they're
making.
They're bringing back coal, photo mats,
and glory holes.
And what else?
Make glory holes great again.
Fucking TVs with the little clicker on the front where you turn the channel.
Oh, yeah.
You old bunch of.
Remotes with a wire.
Oh, God. What I would
and while we're at it, can we bring back those remote control cars that only turn in reverse? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Talk to Don. Have him tweet about
probably
it.
Probably do that.
We can probably
see
get those
not.
Back.
Talk to 4-5.
4-5, huh?
Oh, 45. Back to wrestling for a second. Anything?
Nakamura wrestled in a dark match after with guess who?
Yeah, the best wrestler. What do you know?
Dolph Ziggler. I'm assuming Ziggler didn't win.
Hey, good assumption. I bet that was a hell of a match, though.
Yeah.
Two guys that can work. One guy that takes all the shit from every single person. But I also think he was probably thinking, hey, I remember when you guys were over like this for me about 5 years ago. Oh, that's got to hurt. But he doesn't give a shit, does he?
No, he's just getting paid.
Ugh.
He's just getting paid, man.
So much of that going on.
What do you do?
Sit back and get paid.
That's what I do. What?
Oh, you're not the only one getting paid for this?
Oh, I'm not getting paid for that. I just sit back and get paid unrelated.
Oh.
You know, because I'm something of a G.
Isn't your, like, you're saying it's like, get money, fuck bitches?
No, that was not me.
Oh.
I'm going to have to ask you to never say that again.
That wasn't you.
That was not me.
Right.
Oh, that was the Notorious B.I.G., not E.
No, no.
My bad.
What was it the Notorious Burp said?
I don't know who that is.
Erp, you know, Erpies.
Oh, who fucking knows?
Now we're talking. Tio's got the real show going on his laptop over here.
Does he? Porn? Hey,
no, spin that around. This is beautiful.
That is porn. Spin it around. Oh, no.
Yeah, buddy. Big ass looking comedone or something coming out of somebody's back.
Open cyst. Dilated pore wire.
We haven't talked about any good pimple stuff since not so fast days.
Big ass titties.
One. I mean, as long as they got those giant weird growths on them, I mean, I'm all over those big ass nasties. Never mind.
Now I can't get that visual out of my head. Ooh. Thanks for spinning that.
Have I ruined titties for you?
No. Not what?
That's a difficult thing.
I don't think anybody can do that.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to find some pictures of your grandma.
Hey, by the way, if anybody's still listening, which you may be, since we're talking about funky stuff, Big E's a part of a gaming company.
I heard of
you
it.
You guys just had a big weekend.
Yeah, we had our big show out in Atlantic City, UGC, Ultimate Gaming Championship. We did a Gears of War tournament. I know you guys have no clue what Gears
Badass.
Of War is.
Well, tell us. Tell our listeners. Some of our listeners might not be gamers. Some of them might be.
Gears of War is it's an Xbox game.
Yeah.
It's a shooter game where you run around in a team of four or five and shoot other people, and we had a big tournament for it. We gave away $200,000 total on our prize pool.
Yeah, Gears of War, but it's Gears of War Newtown, right?
Gears of War 4.
Gears of War 4. I thought it was Newtown.
Newtown, I have no clue what that is. That might be a Call of Duty thing.
Oh, I thought it was in Connecticut. Go ahead.
Newtown, that is. Jesus
Christ. Didn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's conspiracy theory.
See, you guys keep with all these conspiracy things. Like, I'm the one who looks into conspiracy stuff before I'm forced
that's
to.
That's what I've heard.
I don't care about conspiracy so much.
So people go around shooting each other.
And then one team wins and they get a lot of money.
Mm.
We broadcast it on the Twitch. We did it at Caesars AC, which was awesome.
Oh.
That was real fun. I actually stayed at Bally's, which is connected, but, you know, either way. It was a nice room.
How was Bally's?
Bally's was fun, too. They have a real good, you know, real nice casino.
I've never been to AC. Were there hookers working the
I've seen
floor?
A few of them. I seen maybe one or two on
quality
the actual
quality or
floor.
Not?
Nah. So is it like Vegas where you don't know they're hookers? They're just hot?
Well, that could be the case. I mean, there was like one or two I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's for sure a hooker.
Right.
But there could have been ones that, you know, just working girls I didn't notice.
Man.
They didn't come up to me. I either didn't look rich or just looked totally unappealing
well,
for any amount of money.
The weird thing is not that you're just going to walk up and talk to some, you know, whatever.
No.
But you really can't. Otherwise, they'll be like, oh, yeah, what are you doing? You're like, no, nothing. What? And then you find out you owe them $400 for walking around with you for 10 minutes?
See, that was my fear.
When the hell did this happen?
That was my fear.
Luckily, it hasn't happened to me.
Before I went to AC, I took the time to look up, you know, the strip clubs around the hotel room, because you're going to do that, right? You got to look it up.
Some do.
Well, the reviews were quite bad. Well, at first, like 3 out of 10 stars, 4 out of 10, that's right in my alley. You know, that's some hustler club low-level shit. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
But then the reviews start talking about how out of nowhere the dancers or waitresses or whatever start telling the guys they owe them, you know, $300-$400 for a dance or private dances that they never got.
Mm-hmm.
Just sticking them with bills. So
had to
nix that.
No thanks.
Fuck that. What do you do? Then you get beat up by some big-ass bouncer over a $300 bill you didn't rack up yourself?
No.
Yeah, I've never done AC. I was curious about if the hooker game was strong out there because it's not legal out there.
AC's a weird town, man. Like, it's real weird.
Okay, tell me this. Can you tell, like, the casinos that have shut down? I mean, can you walk around and be like, oh, man.
I drove up and down the strip a lot.
Yeah.
And no, you can't tell.
You can't?
No.
Just
Trump's was looking pretty sparse, I'll tell you that. Like, they took off the big Trump thing on the side of the building.
Oh, sure.
But other than that, it was... right?
Like it's, yeah, it looks like you could tell the letters were there.
That's great.
But yeah.
I love it. I'm sure they're just thrilled.
The Trump Tower or whatever is literally right next door to the hotel we were in. So that was easy enough to see.
Yeah, I know what I would have gone over there to do.
It's not true. We drove by one in Miami and you didn't do anything.
Drove by one.
Oh, okay.
Well, we didn't live next to one for 3 days.
I thought about attacking it, but it turned out to be way busy.
Yeah.
So no attacks.
Turned out to be way busy.
I was quite busy.
Oh.
I turned out.
How long were you out there?
Let's see. We got out there on.
You all right?
So we drove out Wednesday. We got there, I guess, Wednesday night, and we left Saturday. Or did we leave Sunday? No, we left Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was actually, it wasn't too bad. The drive out took a while. It was like 16 or 17 getting there for whatever reason. It was only like 15 getting back. I don't get it.
Wind.
Could have been. Could have been.
Fucking wind.
Nice.
Wind. Oh, I know what it was. Wind.
2 hour difference. Yeah. Wind.
Tailwind.
Have you got any other big stuff coming up for the UGC?
We got some stuff in the works that we're not able to talk about yet, but.
Oh, but, I gotcha. You know. I got top secret.
Top secret. Can't talk about it.
Yeah, literally.
In a few days, I'll be able to talk about it.
Good
thing,
oh, okay.
Good thing we're not on YouTube and they just see all the head shakes right now.
That's what I'm saying. No, can't talk about it.
Yeah, see? Can't talk about it.
I'm not even willing to talk about this conversation. I don't know what you're talking about. UGC what?
Delete.
This show's never going to see the light of day now. What show are we doing? Because it's been a while since we talked about wrestling here.
We're doing our show.
Okay.
We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. Sweet. I just like to get the wrestling part at least in.
I can't do anything but look at this giant hole that they've apparently cored into this woman.
This
I'm guessing this is a woman.
This bitch is getting carved
That's
up.
A woman back. There's no hair. That's how I knew. Yeah.
So everybody knows it's not watching YouTube. I do this show with two children.
I'm like a...
Enjoy watching pimples get popped.
I'm more like a...
I don't know why.
Early adolescent.
Yeah.
If we're gonna call names.
Early.
Child is a little... Well, that's childish of you.
All right, let's get on to this blackhead.
Ooh, look at that. Nice comb. I got a whole kit, did I tell you? I got the kit.
Did you?
Yeah, I got the kit.
I'll bring it in tomorrow and use it on me.
I'll bring it in. You got anything
awesome.
Good?
Probably on my back or shoulders.
Nice.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, it's got four or five different little extraction tools like that and a nice poker thing that you could probably stab in and work it.
Sounds like fun.
You're going to watch, ain't you?
Hey, maybe we can record that. Go Facebook Live that.
Let's go Facebook Live that shit. Now we're talking. We should do a whole podcast of just that. Pimple popping. Show.
Dude, if we could get Sandra Lee on here. Oh.
The pop, what is it? Pimple Popping Podcast.
The Pimple Princess.
Wow. I got nothing. We need some alliterative.
I love her.
P cubed.
Sure. Yeah, Sandra Lee. Yeah. Not only is she hot, she can work some tools and pop some pimps.
And you know, she takes all of her money she makes off of her posts.
And she does it for, she uses it to pay
it for the underprivileged and people that can't afford it.
That's awesome.
A great lady.
She's making enough money just popping pimples that were her YouTube money, which has got to be substantial.
Oh, fuck.
She's got to be making better than six figures a year on YouTube.
Oh, more than that. More than that. Easily. Look how many subscribers she has.
Do you guys hear that?
Somebody bouncing around outside.
Good Lord.
She has 2.43 million followers.
Yeah. Even if you figure you get a tenth of that back in dollars per month, that's still 200 grand a month.
One day ago, a video, 282,000 views. Another one yesterday, 304,000 views.
So
this, okay, 10,500,000 views, 9 million views.
She's getting 14 bucks
10.
Per,
5
you know, 4 6, bucks per thousand views there is basically what she's getting.
16 million views.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, she's making money, yo.
Not real great at math.
Me either, guys. But I know that's a lot of money,
I
want it.
T.O.'s done.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm going to watch some more pimple popping, yo.
Big E and I will close this baby out.
Yeah, we will.
What do you think we got coming up? I don't know what we got coming up. We got a bunch of shit coming up. We'll have a final winner in the People's Champion Tournament.
The switch up.
Oh, yeah, they got the big. I saw that.
That's true, but we're going to have to pick a new topic because we're going to have to get back to going old school.
Oh, I love old school. I'm happy about that. Those are my favorite ones. We've been a little bit off with our whole tournament.
Well, I mean, we were talking old school with wrestlers
Fair enough. I would still love to do a nice old school topic where we pick something and just tear it apart.
We're going to snag something.
Good. I'm ready.
We'll pick. Best, I don't know. We'll grab something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Something worth talking about. A boat.
Something worth talking about.
What's that all about? But that does it for us. I think we've gone darn near our time allotted, so we're going to get out of Dodge. We'll be back next week. Hope you enjoyed WrestleMania week and all that went with it.
Thanks again for participating in the tournament. Get on there now and vote for the final round. We're talking some...
Not yet. Wait. By tomorrow, yeah.
By tomorrow.
Or by
get on there, vote Rick Rude or Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That's right.
And let us know. If you thought somebody else should have made it, tweet at us. Express your bitchiness. Tell us who should have been in the final.
That's right.
We think that Perfect should have been there over Piper. I mean, opinions vary, but... Anyway, well, get at us.
Who knows if people are picking Piper over Perfect like that. And don't forget, we are available to be seen. Facebook.com/3horsemanshow. Twitter.com/3horsemanshow. Spelled just like it sounds.
And for YouTube, the easiest way to get to us is thethreehorsemanshow.com/YouTube, and that'll forward you right to our page. Since we're never getting to 100 subscribers in any kind of time, that's just what we're going to give out for.
Never know.
One of these days, we might buy subscribers.
Yeah.
We won't do that. That's just dumb.
And float your show out there, buddy. I'm sure we've got some crazy people.
Oh, yeah. I love crazies. So my show, The Crazy Show, Surreal Talk. We talk cults, conspiracies, paranormal, anything surreal.
Ooh.
Last week and this week, we're talking marijuana. Anything from...
Well, shit.
Yeah, go figure. Anything from the first part of the show, we talked about effects, where the history of marijuana comes from. The second part, we're going to talk about the conspiracy behind the prohibition, the racism that caused the original prohibition of marijuana.
Big shock.
And in the third part of this week's show, we are going to go over the pop culture side, best weed movies, best weed songs, celebrities who love weed, just all that kind of stuff. And check us out, SurrealTalkPodcast.com, if that's your sort of thing.
And don't forget, we've got our Pillman. It's coming sometime. Pillman.
Benoit, sir.
Benoit. God.
The Benoit balls. Yeah, I see that being within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Let's hope.
I'm ready.
And also, I am going to join your show because we are going to do a West Memphis 3 thing. I am fascinated.
I've been meaning for
this
6 or 7 months to get around to watching those movies on the West Memphis 3 and doing some research on
you
it.
You will be hooked.
Well, I got to get into that.
Hooked.
Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I got some spare time this weekend.
I'm so beyond hooked about this. I go both ways.
You're hot on it, huh?
Oh, it's just insanity.
I love it.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on there, man, and talk it.
Oh, we're going to. I'm going to make sure I force myself into your show. Okay, that does it for the Horsemen. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week. Like we said, we hope you enjoyed Mania. For T.O., who's not with us, of course. For Big Easy. And for Corey, we are out of here.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.